I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. The three-day ceasefire in Gaza is due to expire tomorrow. The hope is that indirect talks brokered by Egypt will lead to a more lasting truce between Israel and Hamas. We'll see what tomorrow actually brings. Meanwhile, the ceasefire has given Gaza residents a chance to survey the destruction all around them. Here's how one of those residents describes what he saw today.
It's like I had been hit by a major earthquake.
That's Azmi Kashawi, a journalist who lives in Gaza City. We spoke with him before during the war. Today he told me about the surreal scenes he's seen just walking around Gaza. And I should warn you, some of the details you're about to hear are quite graphic.
A whole neighborhood was wiped off the face of this earth. You know, on my visit to Beit Hanun, there were a family. And in that family, I found some people digging in the dirt or in the rubble of their house. And they told me horrible things, that 2 days ago they had dug three legs out and one head, and the rest of eight bodies, they're still under rubble. And they were afraid that the ceasefire will be over before they be able to dig out the rest of their loved one.
If that's what they're occupied with right now, just finding parts of their loved ones, how do they carry on with the rest of the day? What are they doing?
You see people, sitting in front of their houses. It just breaks your heart, to see how those people, all their memories, all their dreams, all their future and past had been wiped away. All seeing mosques, the only thing left from over than 50 mosques is sometimes the minaret of the mosque, or schools, it has no walls. The amount of damage for the infrastructure used by civilians is the most devastating.
When we last spoke with you, Azmi, you were telling us about you and others who live in this 15-story building in Gaza, all with backpacks lined up at the door in case you had to flee with no notice. Is that still the case? Are those backpacks still lined up?
Last night and this morning, my wife and my little daughter, especially the young ones, were worried. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You see, the closer we get to the end of the ceasefire, you can see the fear on their eyes. They hope the ceasefire will renew and you don't have to go through the horrible experience again.
So with the ceasefire ending tonight, even if there is not a resumption of hostilities, would you let your kids out to play tomorrow?
No, they will not leave the house unless there is another ceasefire. But, as a Palestinian, for me now, I don't want it to end like this. As a Palestinian, my hope and my dream that the siege will be lifted and my kids will be able to start dreaming again about a better future. Their school had been hit, their university of my two of my kids had been hit, the school of my other son had been hit. We have no electricity at all. We have very salty water. They destroyed most of the hospitals. It's a bit hard.
I can imagine that Gazans are sick and tired of the cycle of build, destroy, build, destroy. Azmi, you're talking about your kids being able to start dreaming again. With this cycle, when can they dream?
I know a lot of Palestinians have stopped dreaming, because they cannot afford to dream even, And nobody's giving them hope in the future. They are not putting any light at the end of their tunnels. It's a bit hard,
Well, we certainly wish you some light at the end of the tunnel soon. Azmi Kashawi, journalist who lives in Gaza City, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.